This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks rose on Wednesday as investors digested a fresh inflow of quarterly earnings, with the debate over timing of interest rate cuts still rumbling in the background. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%, or about 150 points, while the S&P 500 rose more than 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite was up nearly 1%. The S&P 500 closed at 4,995, a new record high, and is now nearing 5,000 for the first time ever. The market took stock of performance this earnings season, with about two-thirds of S&P 500 company reports now in. Results have, on average, beaten Wall Street expectations, but some areas of weakness have emerged. In Wednesday's morning trade, Alibaba shares retreated more than 5% after the Chinese online retailer posted a revenue miss but said it will boost share buybacks by $25 billion. Meanwhile, shares of Snap tumbled more than 34% after the social media company's profit forecast for the current quarter came in worse than expected. After the closing bell, Disney announced it would boost its cash dividend by 50% as the company reported fiscal first-quarter earnings that beat expectations while streaming losses narrowed. Shares rose more than 6% in post-market trade. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, Fed officials continued to tout that interest rates aren't likely to come down in March. Boston Fed President Susan Collins said that rate cuts could come later this year, but first the central bank needs to see more evidence of inflation cooling. Also top of mind for investors on Wednesday, growing troubles at New York Community Bancorp have stoked worries about regional banks and the health of the real estate sector. Moody's has downgraded the lender's credit rating to junk, and several brokerages have cut their price target amid warnings about governance risk. NYCB shares recovered slightly, rising 7% on Wednesday after sliding more than 22% on Tuesday. Here were the trending tickers on Wednesday. Roblox stock popped more than 10% after the gaming company's net bookings hit $1.13 billion, reaching above $1 billion for the first time. Shares of CrowdStrike and Palo Alto Networks rose more than 5% after another member of the cybersecurity sector announced better-than-expected earnings. Fortinet reported quarterly results on Tuesday night that showed earnings per share of 51 cents in the prior quarter, above analyst estimates for 43 cents. Shares of Fortinet were up marginally on the news. And Enphase Energy stock rose nearly 20% after the company said it expects demand for its products to pick up by the end of the second quarter. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.